This is Loki Lafison, The Happy Hooker, an oral notfic dictated to my laptop by Calicuria, Rena Jenkins, and sporadic commentary from Annalise O10. This story takes place in the Avengers movieverse and contains significant spoilers for the events of Thor, Thor 2 The Dark World, and The Avengers. In addition, it also contains such wonderful topics as fiber arts, family history, zombie goats, Etsy, yarn. Did I mention the knitting and crocheting and other fiber arts? Family feelings, big brothers, little brothers, socks, and hipster moms. Also a lot of laughter. A lot of laughter, and also terrible puns. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Thor, Jane, and also a couple moments of spoilers for X-Men First Class. Happy listening.
But, okay, so...
story Loki. That, yes, baby Loki is learning magic from his mama, and he has to learn knitting because it increases his dexterity and his flexibility and the... it makes his fingers nimble.
Also, he's just, like, really smart, but and he tends to get into stuff, and Frigga just needs him to sit still for 10 minutes so she can do her makeup and hair. Oh, my God. Like, she's got ladies, but come on. And knitting is great because she's got all this stuff lying around, and he's always, like, getting on, and it's, like, easy to carry, and he can be useful, and, like,
and it turns great. Out it's good because, like, there's that whole tradition of, like, you know, the younger brother is... he's there in service of the older brother. Like, right. The idea that you're there to be the...
like, sort squire of, and,
yes.
Like...
and people tend to overlook the ladies who are doing their embroidery. Oh, they're so taken with their yarn. They don't know what else was going on in the room. Loki's sitting there with his yarn, and it's sort of like, whatever. He's focused on that. Nobody listens to him. Or nobody notices that he's listening in. That's what it is.
But... also, like, I just gave myself all the feels. So, like, he's Thor's little brother, and he, like, he loves Thor, like, he loves nobody else except maybe Frigga. And Thor's feet get cold, so he's no. always
socks
making...
are hard!
His no. socks are hard, but no, he makes socks for Thor. And Thor, and like, thinks it's awesome, but, he, like, this isn't his thing. He doesn't realize
how
much work goes into
this. Oh, God, the first pair are super ugly.
The first
They're
pair
like
are super ugly, but Thor, but to be fair, Thor loves them. Like, he does. He's seen his brother working on these, and, like, turning his first heel is, like,
God, the worst bitch so in the world.
Loki was ready to stab someone with
and
those
it
sticks.
It was for his brother, and he, like, kept redoing it, and it was all lumpy, but, like, oh, help. And
he probably tried to make those slipper ones where it's like you do a single rectangle for the sole and yeah. then one long rectangle that overwraps at the front.
And then you just do like
a... and then
a,
you crisscross it.
But
and then
you also just do like a square, yeah, for the, like a 90 degree angle for like the heel.
And they're kind of bulky and not really form-fitting.
And were what the Vikings made, if I remember. I know that's what the Romans made.
But they were just, like, super ugly because they had, like, giant runs in it. But Loki was so proud because he was done.
Wait. So what does Thor have of his brothers after the first movie? So after the first movie, he's got this pile of socks. And he's
sad.
Like crying over these socks.
Oh, and he's like, no, this one's got a.
And he goes,
this one's got a hole in the heel, and he has to
like,
learn.
Yeah, because like Loki was gonna fix it for him, but they never had a chance because he never like sat still long enough. And like eventually, people started making fun of Loki because like, oh, it's a girl thing.
Yeah, magic is a womanly art,
but,
and it's super
but
like.
Thor really likes the socks, so he like kept doing it like in secret anyway.
Oh God!
And then Loki and Thor thinks Loki's dead, so he's got this pile of socks, but he can't do anything about it because it hurts too much to be like, "Mom, can you fix this?" Because it's the last thing Loki did before they had
and
their
like,
big.
Falling
out.
Well, and he, like, keeps
falling out.
Oh, you didn't, bitch.
Okay, moving on. But, like, he hoping that, like, one day Loki will come back and, like, fix the sock. Because basically, if he asks someone else to fix the sock, then Loki will never fix the sock. Yes. And so but then when he comes back, so at the end of Thor 2, when he, like, comes back to Earth, like, he's got, you know, he has very little with him. He does have a sock. And it's, like, a single sock, and it's, like, and one day Jane is like, Thor, what the hell? This is gross. Can I wash it? And he's like, no.
In that voice.
No. And, like, and he doesn't really, like, get angry at her or anything. And she knows he wasn't angry at her. But it's like, okay, you've never, like, sounded quite this scary to me before. Like, what the hell? And then he, like, tells the story, and then everyone has feels.
Thor doesn't even need to learn to know how to knit. I just want, like, baby Loki trying to make a Father's Day present for Odin, and it's just, it's stripes, but it's kind of off-center, and it's a little bit jaggedy, because hot damn, it's so freaking annoying to sew in all the ends, and Loki's like, I like you. But this is so much. Father, love me. Look, I tucked in all the ends, even though it's uneven.
And all Odin sees is like, oh, there are like threads hanging out. Is it supposed to be like that? And he melts, like Loki melts into the floor and like doesn't do it again. So he switches to crocheting.
Because there are no ends.
Yes, it's so much easier.
Yes. And like that, and that works better. Like, because that's the thing, is he, like, keeps trying different things until, like, something works. And, like, crocheting was better than knitting, even though knitting's better.
Knitting is not better.
Knitting's better.
No, it's not.
And he does, like, the whole deal where, like, he probably, like, I was about to say he grows the cattle. He doesn't grow cattle. You also don't, like, get anything from cattle. He raises the sheep.
No, but doesn't...
Or maybe someone else raises the sheep.
Well, Frigga has a thing with spinning, doesn't she? And the loom.
No, but I want him to spin. Okay. Is the thing.
Okay.
So, but maybe he doesn't raise the sheep, because that's maybe going a little too far.
Maybe
but
he raises Angora goats.
That was a really weird noise.
But it was beautiful.
But oh my god. Yes.
Good night.
Yes, a goat farm. Because he also, like, I'm pretty sure he was the one that gave the goats to Thor, right?
Yes, it was totally a prank, and then Thor was like, "No, I'm gonna rock these goats."
Yeah, because like, and well, because he expected like Thor to be done with the goats at the end, and then Thor was like, "No, I'm fucking running with this. You gave them to me as a gift. You don't get to take them back." And Loki was like,
"I was supposed to embarrass you. It wasn't supposed to become like your new." But like, it wasn't supposed to become the new Heelys.
Yes. God. But like, part of the mythology of the goats is that like, every time they get killed, they get resurrected, right?
Yes, it's super creepy.
So like, somehow they're like zombie goats. And Loki's like, I could have a whole horde of zombie goats. Except that then he has like a shit ton of zombie goats. And like, what do you do with the zombie goats? You like,
raise the zombie goat apocalypse. It's a never ending supply.
Tony is like, what's the ever loving hell?
They're eating Central Park.
You love us.
Dude, it's like a never-ending supply of fiber arts.
Right. It's so... But, right, so... No, but then he gets, like... He's in New York, like, trying to get everyone's, like, goodwill. Because he's, like... Because this is a reformed Loki story. Let's not be wrong. Like,
yes, it's good. It's fine.
Right. So, he's, like...
Wait, did Loki learn on a drop spindle? Please tell me he did.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's pretty awesome.
It is. And it's a bitch and a half. But it's also more efficient once you can get it going, and you can use it as a melee weapon
because it's got a blunt and it's got a weighted end,
and it's actually, and like, if you learn it as a kid, it's like not that hard, but you have to learn it. It's like a language you have to learn as a kid. But like, no, so he's like trying to think of like what he can do to like win over the people of New York, and someone tells him, and yes, Marissa sees where this is going. So, like, somehow someone in the tower, because everyone's living in the tower, because it's that kind of story.
That's what happens.
Like, yes. Finds out that, like, Loki has this unending supply of, like, really nice yarn. And he's like, dude, you realize you could, like, sell that. And Loki's like, but I don't use money. Like, that's what magic is for. And then someone is like, no, 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 dude, you give it away. And then all the hipster moms love you. And they're the ones with the power in the household. And he's like, yes. So he goes to all the farmer markets and whatever. And he's like the guy in like the little beatnik like beanie.
He has with, a zombie like, goat mascot on his Etsy banner.
He does. And like everyone's kind of weirded out that he's giving away for free. So he ends up not giving away for free.
Because it's New York City. You don't take things from strangers.
Right, but like he's trying to be good, so he's got like those little tags that are like, you know, like some amount of, like, he can't say all the proceeds because that would be weird, and mm-hmm. like he tries initially and then is like really confused when one buys them, and right. he goes to Tony because he knows that like Tony is the only person who knows how this works because he's not stupid.
I'm feeling surprisingly entrepreneurial.
It was beautiful. So Tony sets him up this business. And there's a goat farm of, like, the zombie goats in upstate New York.
So great.
And Heimdall is like, I no, cannot believe no, that no. I am bringing
when
goats.
When Charles Xavier is pissed at people, he makes them fuck out the zombie goat stalls! Because they live upstate, which is by Westchester.
Oh, my God.
Charles there's a whole thing. Animal husbandry courses at the
yes.
Xavier Institute yes. for Gifted
if
Youngsters.
If you really piss Eric off, he's like, you have to go deal with Loki. It was my week and I don't want to. And Charles, like, won't let me trade them in for blowjobs anymore. Like, go deal with the fucking goats.
And the go kids clean are like, the goats.
And the kids are like, but I really hate that. Like, I don't, like, Loki will pay me in wool. Like, what the hell do I do with wool? And Charles is like, you realize you could sell it at the local farmer's market for, like, $30 a skein. And the kids are like, you're brilliant. So everyone wins, basically.
Everyone wins.
Everyone wins.
Everyone wins.
Because baby Loki knits. Yeah. Oh, they both. Well, actually, baby Loki crochets. Is that? No, but it was baby Loki knits. Yes. On, like, tiny little, like, tiny needles. And he does lace because Frigga always wanted to do lace, but, like, her fingers can't quite make it work. Because, like, she's, you know, cause it's not that she has arthritis, but, like, you know.
Well, no,
she's
but also,
older,
okay,
like,
she has the
tiny,
whole,
tiny fingers.
She has the whole thing where she works at a loom, right? And she
yeah,
does the whole telling the future thing. She weaves. You build up certain calluses with that, and you build up certain, like,
right.
those muscles that you use. And when you try, like, it's totally.
And it's also, like, it's her thing.
Yeah.
But, like, but.
So, but like, hairpin lace is not something that.
No, but she also does, because I'm pretty sure she uses, I don't know where I got this idea. In this verse, she
okay.
uses a plumb bob loom,
okay.
which means that the warp is not fixed at the bottom. It's got, like, hanging weights.
Which is hardcore.
It's really hardcore, and you have to stand to use it. And you can do, like, really cool stuff because, like, they're maneuverable, but it's also a bitch and a half.
Oh, my God.
And Loki is, like, not doing this.
Loki
and,
does
like,
not have time
not
for this
in
shit.
Seven hells. But he's got tiny fingers and, like, and it's good for math and it's good for spatial reasoning.
Dude.
So he
Dude,
does lace.
Certain, like, tatting lace patterns are passed down in the family.
Right.
Frigga didn't have any daughters, and she never thought she'd get to pass down her mother's patterns. But Loki
because
is interested in yeah. the magic, and he's interested in something that will put him in, like a muscle memory kind of. You keep moving this repetitive pattern, and
yeah.
then it clears your brain, and it lets you focus on this other internal meditative state, blah, blah, blah.
Meditative state,
and
yes,
then it's
which
just
is good for magic, yes.
And then
right.
it's this total, this is why Frigga is like, I don't care if you're adopted, you're still my baby. And he actually
yeah.
believes her, as opposed to Odin, who's
like
you're adopted, and psych, I don't
yeah.
love you anymore.
But then the patterns become proof of that, is like, no, because he kind of needs them, like, because clearly, like, Odin has lied to him his entire
mm-hmm.
life.
And
like,
he has this tie with the,
he Arch. Has this tie with his mother, because she gave him her patterns. That had, like, been passed down in the line, and it was one of those, like, you know, her grandmother had, or her great-grandmother had given them to her grandmother, had given them to her, and it's one of those, like, and you're the next one in the line, like, this
oh,
is what
it's,
you
don't
do that for not family.
This is beautiful.
I'm crying.
And then it turns out
Danielle is like, what the hell is wrong with you?
it turns out, like, okay, crochet is math, math is science, and science
yeah.
is magic. And then it's just, oh.
He weaves spells into.
I like it.
And because he weaves protection spells into the socks.
The socks.
Sucks. That's why, like, Thor very rarely, like, gets any, like, anything Life. On him. Oh. Is, like, he's good. He's not
he's
that,
not that
good.
He's Thor.
But
he's not
he's,
that
like,
good.
Always, and he doesn't really know what's going on because there's no way Loki's going to tell him.
Right.
Because, like, Thor's not going to, like, Thor's going to be like,
especially because
invincible.
the first time Loki does it, he's not sure if he did it right.
Yeah.
He's got dropped stitches. He's got, like, an uneven edge,
yeah,
and he's pulled,
like,
his gauge too tight, and he's not sure
he knows
if it
Thor
works.
Will take it, but, like,
and he's not going to say anything if it didn't work, because
yeah.
then it's like, oh, I'm looking at you, and it's not.
Kind of a big lug, and he's like,
and Loki's really proud, so he's not going to tell you that he's working on something until he knows it
works.
Right,
and he can, like, can't really test it on himself because it's for Thor. So if it works
right.
on him, that doesn't mean it actually worked.
Right. Yes.
So, but now he's been doing this whole time, and that's why Thor is always okay.
my heart.
Oh my god. But it's okay because now they're all in New York, and everyone in New York, well, all the hipster moms in New York love Loki, which means that everyone loves Loki. And he, like, likes this because that, you know, that means people like him. Like, it means he's not scary because now he walks around in, like, a hand-knit beanie and everyone's like, oh, you're the yarn guy. Oh, and like, it works. And Tony sets him up with Etsy. Tony buys him Etsy. Because Loki doesn't
coughing.
Like having any competition.
Oh god.
So they have to, like, figure out some way of eliminating the competition. And
dude,
Thor,
but him and Tony totally bond over the math thing in crochet.
No, they do. No. So he and Tony bond too. But he and Jane bond because one of the things were you here maybe you weren't here for this conversation. Because one of the things that, like, crochet knitting are really good for is, like, visualizing, like, 3D and 4D space.
Yes.
And there's actually a thing where, like, there were, like, mathematicians who were, like, having trouble, like, visualizing 4D space.
You can map it on a computer, but it's not a 3D model where you can touch
yeah.
it. It's harder to.
And, like, it's really hard for people to visualize. But, and you can't, like, those are shapes that are, like, you can't really, like, quilt them.
Jane gets one of those 3D printed Adam necklaces. Have you seen those
yes.
where it's, like, super crazy shapes? And then Loki's like, you know what? I'm going to make you for Christmas. I'm going to make you the giant one out of yarn, and it's going to
yes.
be kick-awesome. You're going to hang it from your ceiling.
And
it'll
be in
really
all
beautiful.
Sorts of colors, and you'll be – but the best part is, like, it'll
because
be
you're
manipulatable.
My brother's girlfriend, and I want you to like me.
But he doesn't want to say that,
because
so he's, like, really
oh.
obnoxious. He's not, like, obnoxious about it, but it's one of those, like, you keep whining about, like, she's not actually whining, but he, like, she says
right.
it once, but
right.
he pretends this happens
right.
all the time, of, like, whining about how her – her, like, eyes hurt or whatever. So he, like, makes it gigantic, and it's out of, like, Day-Glow yarn.
Oh, God. It's, like,
which, like, the yarn should not be able to hold that color because, like, only acrylics can hold that
yes!
color. But he's Loki, and it's, like, all natural and hypoallergenic and whatever the hell, but it's also fucking Day-Glow, and that makes her eyes hurt. But, like, if she's gonna say
she's
anything.
She's not gonna say anything because
but also, it's manipulatable. So she can, like, mess with it and be, like, okay, so if there's, like, another force coming in from here, like, how might this change
the
space? It makes sense now. And now Darcy gets it because Darcy's a poli-sci major. And it's not that, like, Darcy's really smart, don't get me wrong. But, like, this wasn't, like, kind of what she signed up for. But
right,
now
absolutely.
She gets it. And then maybe she starts trying to crochet and she's actually really terrible at this.
Oh.
But, like, Loki's actually fairly patient. Like, it took him, like, a really, like, it did take him a long time to learn, but Asgardians have forever.
Right, okay.
So he's used to, like, everyone always says that, like, Loki's really impatient. He's not, because he's always used,
he's used to,
like,
operating on a
take
different time
as much
scale.
Time as he wants to learn something, and he wants to learn it perfectly, don't get me wrong. But, like,
so it was a huge leap of trust for him to give the first pair to Thor instead of frogging the whole thing, because he let Thor see the imperfections. He let his brothers see that he hadn't totally mastered it yet,
yeah.
whereas to the rest of the court, he wasn't going
to
say
perfect.
Anything. Oh,
but with Thor, it's okay if he's not, well, at the time it was
right,
okay. And
they
now they're, like, not quite, like, there
dude,
yet.
Isn't there also a thing about how, like, your first working holds, like, if you're, like,
yeah,
a magic,
like,
worker, your first,
like,
working holds
special.
Something about your, and the fact that he gave it to Thor when
yeah.
they were still happy brothers who didn't have,
oh,
you know, the gap between realities
feel.
In their life.
God. And he still has it. He's, like, he maybe doesn't, like, really remember about that because he was, like, Like, he loved his Thor. Brother, but he was, like, an inconsiderate, like, obnoxious, like, snot-nosed kid and, like, didn't realize, like, what the impact was.
But he still...
And he hasn't, like, thought about it since, so...
Dude, it's totally in a box in the back of his Asgardian closet.
It really is. And maybe one day... Oh, and one day he brings Jane to Asgard, and Jane pulls it out, and it's like, Thor, what is this?
She's looking for baby photos.
Wow, that was really creepy. I need to stop doing that.
She's looking for baby photos, and she does find baby photos, because Frigga thinks that this is the most hilarious. And the Asgardians don't really, like, do photos, but they do, like, that... Like, the, like, 3D, like,
rendering,
I'm going to manipulate
of,
this
yeah.
way. So they do that instead, and it's hilarious because when you poke baby Thor, like, he, like, moves slightly, and it looks like he's frowning, and, like, that's not ratchy what it does, like, it is still, and it's, like, not reacting to the touch, but it is, like, it looks like he's frowning, and Jane keeps being like,
he's like the Pillsbury Doughboy in reverse.
Yes! And then
there's like, stop it, Jane.
And then Frigga's
stop
like,
it, Jane. Stop it, Jane.
No. And then Frigga's like, you realize that, like, we're pulling this from my memory, but, like, I have a really good imagination. And then it, like, shifts slightly, and, like, it kind of, and it takes Jane a while to, like, figure out what's going on, but it looks kind of like her brother. And then that's their kid. It's not so their kid, but that's what Frigga thinks
that's
their kid would
babe.
Look like. Which means it looks a lot more like Thor than Jane.
But
Frigga would be all over the smoosh your faces together websites.
Yes, except she'd be really good at it.
She wouldn't get the baby who looked like, you know, frog.
Yes.
She wouldn't get the frog
like the
baby.
Eyes too close together. It's like, no, this is perfect baby, which means that's not actually what the baby would look like, because, like, babies are cute, but they're not perfect.
So Jane is poking around, and then she ends up finding this box, and then Thor's like, oh, hey, I remember when Loki, I'm going to bring this home and show Loki that I still have it. And then
yeah.
Loki is just like,
and then Loki, like, yes. Like, he does actually start
sounding.
Oh, yeah, that really was. Like, you even looked like she was like clutching. She was, dear listeners, she was clutching at her heart, and it was like, what just happened?
It was less dead, okay?
Yes.
It's just really powerful.
But, and Loki is like, he doesn't start crying, because that's not what he does. He does start being really bitchy. And Tony's like, what the ever loving hell is wrong with you? And Clint still has zero patience for him. So Clint's like, no, fuck off. So, like, Loki goes to his room and, like, really doesn't know what to do. And, like, he and a counselor have been working on, possibly Darcy, because Darcy rules the world, have been working on, like, positive ways of dealing with his, like, anger and frustration and fury. And, like, he kind of forgets a lot of them at that point.
All of the emotions.
Yes. But he doesn't burn down Stark Tower. So that's an improvement.
Yes.
Yes. You go 4 for you, Loki.
And then he's just like, you know what? I don't know how to process this. So he starts pacing for a while, and that's not helping. So he
burns a hole in the rug.
Yarns. He stress yarns. So he's just like, you know what? I need to do something while I figure out what the heck is going on, because I can't break anything, because that's not what where I am right now, and I can't set things
good.
On fire. I'm trying
Capital
to behave
G.
and I don't have any more PR people to accidentally turn into frogs. So he starts stress yarning.
Yes, he does.
And it just...
And...
It starts off a big snarl, because he doesn't know, really have a... He definitely doesn't have a pattern
doesn't
in
have
mind.
The, and he just, like, doesn't have the... Like, he is too wound up to, like, really get anything, like, good going. Like, he keeps losing patience and whatever.
So he pulls it out, he winds it back up, and that's almost as cathartic as whatever, because he's just, I'm going to strangle this yarn!
Yeah.
And that's not Thor.
Yeah.
He starts again. And it's still
still a tangled mess. It's slightly less of a tangled mess. And
he pulls it out and starts again.
Yeah.
Because that's something he can tear apart and start over until he gets it
and
right.
And it'll be okay. Like, because I think to a certain extent, he's, like, still not, like, he's not, like, a sociopath. But he doesn't quite get, like, why it was okay to smash stuff in Midgard, or in Asgard now, why everyone's, like, getting really pissed in, like, Midgard.
And it goes back,
like,
also
he does
the,
get it, but it's just like
there's
it
a disconnect between, like, the way he processes time, because in Asgard they have eternity and they have this totally different set of rules for what's
okay.
because they are a different species. It's a different set of,
like,
rules, and it's a different, like, set of physics basically.
So like he doesn't get, like, Thor, like, learn, like, Thor can pick up the rules of what's okay in a given situation, like, fairly easily. And he, like, has to learn them by rote of, like, what's okay in a given space and what's not. But this one he's been told is okay, so that works. And he's got a lot of muscle memory there, and, like, it brings back memories of working with his mom.
Oh, my God. He ends up making a lace table runner that they use for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
And then it's the family sitting around the table.
But it's not just that. It's, like, he also starts me, like, because, like, doing sweaters and whatever, like, takes it, it's too fiddly for, like, the kind of emotion that he's feeling right now. So he just starts making scarves, and he makes more scarves, and he makes more scarves, and then eventually...
But he throws... Can he throw something in from his mom's lace patterns? Maybe it's not an entire, like, lace thing, but it's got, like, these are similar twists to the certain whatever, or this is a similar overlap, and then it turns into a cable that was a pattern that happened in her you know, in her tapestry, because... That is comforting and reassuring to him, and it gives him that tie back to his mom, who's not dead.
Yes.
She's a master of magic and illusions and shit. She's not dead, okay?
And also wonderful and always.
She's not dead.
No.
She's not dead.
She's, like, back in Asgard, and, like, in theory, he could go home and, like, try to, like, talk to her, but no, he's, like, yeah, he's a big boy now. But, like, also Heimdall is, like, kind of not too pleased with him, and, like, it's not... Like, he can deal, he's practiced, he can deal with this. And in a few weeks after that, like, all the charity shops in the area get, like, this massive shipment of scarves, and they're like, what do we do?
Maybe he dumps them off at, like, one of those hospitals that does, you know, caps for cancer or something. Yeah. And he's just like, somebody has to use these.
Yeah. And then, like,
I don't want to know who.
And paradoxically, it is a very warm winter that year. And
he's like, I don't want to know who, because I don't want to see someone wearing it, because this is, like, a tangle of weird emotions for me, and I wanted to get rid of it, but I don't want to.
But at the same time, it's also, like, he knows he can't hold on to them. Like, he processed them, and now he needs to, like, move them out, and in this case that's, like, a literal physical thing. So maybe actually he sends them off somewhere, except like, maybe the shipments get confused, or, like, he does send them somewhere with, like, an especially warm winter.
I like that.
And then Jarvis gets wise and, like, sends the next one to Alaska or something, and it's like, no, they will use them, I promise.
I like that.
Fucking hell.
In conclusion,
half an hour later, we have feels. There are feels. Yes.
Loki, love is on the happy hooker.
That's the end. That's the title.